figure out who was the best, or is the best, ever. And I said, Scotty and I agreed, it's not much of a conversation to have.
Yeah, I thought it was Tom Brady before this Super Bowl.
And now he's got five.
Yeah.
He's got one for the thumb now.
I don't understand. I mean, you guys are maybe it's the moment thing, you're trapped in the moment.
Right. No, I'm not.
You're forgetting how great Joe Montana was, sure, in these situations.
No, I love Joe Montana. I know how great he was. It's just like, I think you're trapped in your disdain for Brady and the Patriots in Boston. The guys won five Super Bowls, just pulled off the greatest Super Bowl comeback in history. He's been to the Super Bowl more times than Montana. I can make a debate that he's a bigger part of the victories than Montana. Don't get me wrong, I love Joe Montana. He was the most clutch quarterback I've ever seen.
Yeah, he was. He's got Hall of Famers all over the San Francisco 49ers.
You really do.
Hall of Famers in New
England. To me, there's no debate of that Tom Brady's the greatest of all time. If I want to have a fun debate where I think it could be more splitting hairs and stuff like that, where do the Patriots, franchise-wise, now rank among the greatest dynasty of all time compared to, say, the Steelers, the 90s Cowboys, you know, stuff like that? Where does this franchise rank in terms of dynasties? I think that's a more fun and compelling conversation.
So, after some debate, I have come to the conclusion that Tom Brady's
like I said, you're really
reluctantly.
Tom Brady, he's the greatest of all time. Yeah. He's the best.
But where do the Patriots rank among the greatest dynasties and teams?
He's the best
of all
quarterback
time
to lace him up.
It's the best.
He's
the greatest.
On the greatest teams, though, it's crazy because if you go just by player wise, I don't think this Patriots team is. And it's hard to do that in the salary cap era anyway. But how do you, if you just go the wins and losses, how do you debate it? Like,
right,
it's crazy. But you look at the 49ers, the Steelers, the Cowboys teams in the past, they're loaded with Hall of Famers.
Sure.
Those teams have better players.
Sure. And you know what?
And they won more, like a team like the Steelers and the Cowboys, they won more championships in a smaller, compressed amount of time.
Sure. I look at this team, they've won the seven Super Bowls. Five out of seven.
Right. But they won two in the last three,
right,
and then you have to go back some years to get the others, whereas you don't have that with, say, the Cowboys or the Steelers.
Well, I think this is more impressive then, to be able to do it over 15 years.
I think they've done it over 15 years,
right,
you know, in terms of, like, dominating that conference and stuff like that. But in terms of winning the Super Bowls, what about the fact what the Steelers won like 4 in 5 years? The Cowboys won, I think, like 3 in a row, and the 49ers were pretty close together in terms of their victories.
Okay, are the Patriots beating good teams?
This Falcons team was good.
Beat everybody that's in the league.
Yeah, when
you win the Super Bowl, you beat everybody.
Yeah, I think this Falcons team was good. I know that Seahawks team was very good. Absolutely. Defending champions.
The Seahawks team was a good
team. Were legit.
That's the best team they beat, the Seahawks team.
I agree with that. That Seahawks team was the best team they beat.
Rams. The Panthers gave them a hell of a game.
I wouldn't look back at them and say they were great, though.
No, but the Panthers did play a hell of a game.
Amazing game. Amazing
game. That was a very enjoyable Super Bowl. I think back, like, every Super Bowl the Patriots have been in has been exciting.
Yesterday was the biggest
margin of victory. Yeah. Biggest margin of victory. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the Eagle team was but it was Andy Reid, Donovan McNabb, Terrell Owens.
Yeah.
You know. They're pretty good.
It's amazing. Just an absolute,
I would say, in my lifetime, the three greatest dynasties that I've seen among them. And I'm not a hockey fan, but I knew this because, like, everybody, you could not be around it and not hear about it. I would say the Islanders, the Yankees, and the Patriots.
It's tough to argue that.
What about the Lakers?
I'm about to tell you, people forget about it. You can't forget about
Bulls,
the Lakers.
Bulls.
The Bulls. I'll
throw the Bulls in there. I can't say the Lakers alone as a franchise. I'm sorry, I'm adding the Bulls to that, okay?
Yeah.
I'll say the Lakers, the Yankees, the Patriots, the Bulls, the Islanders, the Patriots, and the Yankees. To me, the Lakers shared that era with the Celtics.
I agree. I agree with
but
that.
But I think it was like, you know what, though, on paper, though, I think it was like 5-3.
Yeah, so there you go.
For who?
The Lakers.
I did see, by the way, speaking of Lakers and Celtics.
Did they win 5 in the 80s?
I'm looking it up now.
Last week they played each other. Lakers and Celtics played each other last
always
year.
Felt like the Celtics were right there with them, though.
They had the same exact amount of wins. Like, all time.
That's crazy.
It was absurd. Like, you'd never see something like that again.
I just felt like the Bulls were a greater team than the Lakers.
The Lakers won in 80, 82, 85, 87, and 88. So they won five in the 80s.
It's the Chicago Bulls. They didn't lose.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I felt like the Bills were like the Lakers kind of shared it with the Celtics, sort of, you know. And where the Bulls are just like maybe the most dominant basketball franchise I've ever seen.
Yeah. It's tough to argue with any of that, of course.